Minister of Indigenous Relations Greg Rickford was in Sudbury on September 24, not just to celebrate his birthday and have some fun with his young daughters, but also, to announce $1 million in provincial funding to help Indigenous Tourism Ontario and Science North turn the current exhibit, Indigenous Ingenuity, into a traveling roadshow. The exhibit, first developed at the Montreal Science Centre and now open at Science North, was developed to showcase both traditional and modern approaches to science and even climate change. The new funding will allow a best-of version of the exhibit to become a traveling roadshow in 2022, moving to remote communities in northern Ontario, as well as places like the Thunder Bay Art Gallery, whose director, Sharon Goodwin, spoke virtually at the event to convey the facility's excitement. A sneak peek media launch of each exhibit was offered on June 21, in honor of Indigenous Peoples Day. Hosted by Wabgeshig Rice, the launch offered a virtual tour of the exhibit, one that is now open to the public, with pandemic protocols in place. You can read more about that sneak peek here. The exhibit is designed to highlight both historic and modern aspects of Indigenous culture and innovation. Through interactive and educational displays, the exhibit will demonstrate the influence of traditional Indigenous knowledge and modern scientific techniques. On hand for today's announcement was MPP Rickford's two children, playing through the exhibit as their father spoke, as well as Science North CEO Guy Labini and board director Dr. Stephen Koser. On behalf of Indigenous Tourism Ontario, CEO Kevin Eshkakajan thanked Rickford and spoke not just of the amazing experience that is the exhibit, but also, how timely the experience is. Eshkakajan is Anishinaabe and introduced himself by his spirit name. That name is, Man Who Speaks for the People. Wearing an orange Indigenous solidarity shirt and offering a gift of one to Rickford, Eshkakajan said there is work to be done, and work that needs to be done together. It's going to take all of us working together in a mutually beneficial way to address the issues and heal together, said Eshkakajan. We're here today, celebrating something that's fantastic. And I want everyone to know that we can do this together. Orange Shirt Day is not just wearing a shirt. It's a mindset that you take upon yourself every day. Eshkakajan said the exhibit is not just teaching non-Indigenous Canadians and newcomers, but also, to Indigenous people as well. Eshkakajan told Sudbury.com he recently visited the exhibit with his 12-year-old son and his non-Indigenous friend, who both thought the experience was great. They were just two kids playing, side by side, learning together, said Eshkakajan. I don't think they knew they were learning about First Nation culture, but they were just having fun. He said that in all his experiences working with Indigenous youth, one of the most important exercises is to help them understand their roots, their stories and their shared culture. He has watched as youth learn about their history and traditions and immediately share it with their family, where that knowledge may have been lost through colonialism. They shared that with their families, and the family units became stronger, said Eshkakajan. I know we always look at economic drivers, but that's intangible, you can't measure that. The pride of people and knowing who they are and who they really belong, and what their role is in life, and they have to find that for themselves. Eshkakajan said that through activities such as the Indigenous Ingenuity exhibit, they learn a little bit about themselves to take an interest in a little bit more. Next thing you know, they're studying treaties and they understand they're going to ceremony, they're doing their homework.